our blessings and welcome back to Pagan Tea Break. It's been a long time since I've posted anything on here, so I hope you've not missed me. Thanks to the comments I had below my video on the first part of the Havamale, I finally got around to recording from stanzas 81 through to the end, 165. So I hope you enjoy, and I'll speak to you soon. Yola blessings. Give praise to the day at evening, to a woman on her pyre, to a weapon which is tried, to a maid at wedlock, to ice when it is crossed, to ale that is drunk. When the gale blows, hew wood, in fair winds seek the water. Sport with maidens at dusk, for day's eyes are many. From the ship seek swiftness, from the shield protection, cuts from the sword, from the maiden kisses. By the fire drink ale, over ice go on skates, by a steed that is lean, and a sword when tarnished, the horse at home fatten, the hound in thy dwelling. A man shall not trust the oath of a maid, nor the word a woman speaks, for their hearts on a whirling wheel were fashioned, and fickle their breasts were formed. In a breaking bough or a burning flame, a ravening wolf or a croaking raven, in a grunting boar, a tree with roots broken, in billowy seas or a bubbling kettle, in a flying arrow or falling waters, in ice new formed or the serpent's folds, in a bride's bedspeech or a broken sword, in the sport of bears or in sons of kings, in a calf that is sick or a stubborn thrall, a flattering witch or a foe new slain, in a light clear sky or a laughing throng, in the bowl of a dog or a harlot's grief, in a brother's slayer if thou meet him abroad, in a half-burned house, in a horse full swift. One leg is hurt, and the horse is useless. None had ever such faith as to trust in them all. Hope not too surely for early harvest, nor trust too soon in thy son. The field needs good weather, the sun needs wisdom, and oft is either denied. The love of woman, fickle of will, is like starting o'er ice with a steed unshod. A two-year-old restive, and a little tamed, or steering a rudderless ship in a storm, or lame hunting reindeer on slippery rocks. Clear now will I speak, for I know them both. Men false to women are found. When fairest we speak, then falsest we think. Against wisdom we work with deceit. Soft words shall he speak, and wealth shall he offer, who longs for a maiden love. And the beauty praise of a maiden bright, he wins whose wooing is best. Fault for loving let no man find, ever with any other. Oft the wise are fettered where fools go free, by beauty that breeds desire. Fault with another let no man find, for what touches many a man. Wise men oft into witless fools are made by mighty love. The head alone knows what dwells near the heart, a man knows his mind alone. No sickness is worse to one who is wise than to lack the longed-for joy. This found I myself when I sat in the reeds, and long my lover waited, and my life the maiden wise I loved, yet her I never had. Billing's daughter I found on her bed, in slumber bright as the sun. Empty appeared an earl's estate, without that form so fair. Odin again at evening come, if a woman thou wouldst win, evil it were if others than we should know of such a sin. Away I hastened, hoping for joy, and careless of counsel wise, while I believed that soon I should win measureless joy with the maid. So came I next, when night it was, the warriors all were awake. With burning lights and waving brands, I learned my luckless way. At morning then, when once more I came, and all were sleeping still, a dog found in the fair one's place, bound there upon her bed. Many fair maids, if a man but tries them, false to a lover are found. That did I learn, when I longed to gain, with wiles the maiden wise. Few are so good that false they are never to cheat the mind of a man. Foul scorn was my meed from the crafty maid, and naught from the woman I won. Though glad at home and merry with guests, a man shall be wary and wise. The sage and shrewd, wide wisdom seeking, must see that his speech be fair. A fool is he named who naught can say, for such is the way of the witless. I found the old giant, now back have I fared. Small gain from silence I got. Full many a word, my will to get, I spoke in Suttung's hall. The mouth of Rati made room for my passage, and space in the stone he gnawed. Above and below the giant's path lay, so rashly I risked my head. Gunnlod gave, on a golden stool, a drink of the marvellous mead. A harsh reward did I let her have, for heroic heart and her spirit troubled sore. The well-earned beauty well I enjoyed, little the wise man lacks. So Othrur now has been brought to the midst of the men of earth. Hardly methinks would I home have come and left the giant's land, had not Gunnlod helped me, the maiden good, whose armed about me had been. The day that followed, the frost giants came, some word of Hor to win, and into the hall of Thor. Of Bolvik they asked, where he back midst the gods, or Suttung slain him there. On his ring swore Odin the oath, methinks, that now his troth shall trust. Suttung's betrayal he sought with drink, and Gunnlod to grief he left. It is time to chant from the chanter's stool, by the wells of Urth I was. I saw and was silent, I saw and thought, and heard the speech of Hor. Of runes heard I words, nor were counsels wanting, at the hall of Hor, in the hall of Hor, such was the speech I heard. I read thee, Lodvafnir, and hear thou my rede. Profit thou hast if thou hearest. Great thy gain if thou learnest, rise not at night, save if news thou seekest, or fain to the outhouse would fare. I read thee, Lodvafnir, and hear thou in my rede. Profit thou hast if thou hearest. Great thy gain if thou learnest, beware of sleep on a witch's bosom, nor let her limbs ensnare thee. Such is her might that thou hast no mind for the counsel or meeting of men. Meat thou hattest, joy thou hast not, and sadly to slumber thou farest. I read thee, Lodvafnir, and hear thou my rede. Profit thou hast if thou hearest. Great thy gain if thou learnest. Seek never to win the wife of another, or long for her secret love. I read thee, Lodvafnir, and hear thou my rede. Profit thou hast if thou hearest. Great thy gain if thou learnest. If o'er mountains or gulfs thou fain wouldst go, look well to thy food for the way. I read thee, Lodvafnir, and hear thou my rede. Profit thou hast if thou hearest. Great my gain if thou learnest. An evil man thou must not let bring aught of ill to thee, for an evil man will never make reward for a worthy thought. I saw a man who was wounded sore by an evil woman's word. A lying tongue his death blow launched, and no word of truth there was. I read thee, Lodvafnir, and hear thou my rede. Profit thou hast if thou hearest. Great thy gain if thou learnest. If a friend thou hast, whom thou fully wilt trust, then fare to find him oft. For brambles grow and waving grass on the rarely trodden road. I read thee, Lodvafnir, and hear thou my rede. Profit thou hast if thou hearest. Great thy gain if thou learnest. A good man find to hold in friendship and give heed to his healing charms. I read thee, Lodvafnir, and hear thou my rede. Profit thou hast if thou hearest. Great thy gain if thou learnest. Be never the first to break with thy friend the bond that holds you both. Care eats the heart if thou canst not speak to another all thy thought. I read thee, Lodvafnir, and hear thou my rede. Profit thou hast if thou hearest. Great thy gain if thou learnest. Exchange of words with a witless ape thou must never make. For never thou mayst from an evil man a good requital get, but a good man oft the greatest love through words of praise will win thee. Mingled is love when a man can speak to another all his thought. Nought is so bad as false to be, no friend speaks only fair. I read thee, Lodvafnir, and hear thou my rede. Profit thou hast if thou hearest. Great thy gain if thou learnest. With a worse man speak not three words in dispute. Ill fares the better oft when the worse man wields a sword. I read thee, Lodvafnir, and hear thou my rede. Profit thou hast if thou hearest. Great thy gain if thou learnest. A shoemaker be, or a maker of shafts, for only thy single self. If the shoe is ill-made or the shaft prove false, then evil of thee men think. I read thee, Lord Fafnir, and hear thou my rede. Profit thou hast, if thou hearest. Great thy gain, if thou learnest. If evil thou knowest, as evil proclaim it, and make no friendship with foes. I read thee, Lord Fafnir, and hear thou my rede. Profit thou hast, if thou hearest. Great thy gain, if thou learnest. In evil never joy shall thou know, but glad the good shall make thee. I read thee, Lord Fafnir, and hear thou my rede. Profit thou hast, if thou hearest. Great thy gain, if thou learnest. Look not up when the battle is on. Like madmen, the son of men become, lest men bewitch thy wits. I read thee, Lord Fafnir, and hear thou my rede. Profit thou hast, if thou hearest. Great thy gain, if thou learnest. If thou fain wouldst win a woman's love and gladness get from her, fair be thy promise, and well fulfilled, none loathes what good he gets. I read thee, Lord Fafnir, and hear thou my rede. Profit thou hast, if thou hearest. Great thy gain, if thou learnest. I bid thee be wary, but be not fearful. Beware most with ale or another's wife, and third beware, lest a thief outwit thee. I read thee, Lord Fafnir, and hear thou my rede. Profit thou hast, if thou hearest. Great thy gain, if thou learnest. Scorn or mocking ne'er shalt thou make of a guest or a journey-goer. Oft scarcely he knows who sits in the house, what kind is the man who comes. None so good is found that faults he has not, nor so wicked that naught he is worth. I read thee, Lord Fafnir, and hear thou my rede. Profit thou hast, if thou hearest. Great thy gain, if thou learnest. Scorn not ever the grey-haired singer. Oft do the old speak good. Oft the shrivelling skin come skilful counsels, though it hang with the hides, and flap with the pelts, and is blown with the bellies. I read thee, Lord Fafnir, and hear thou my rede. Profit thou hast, if thou hearest. Great thy gain, if thou learnest. Curse not thy guest, nor show him thy gate. Deal well with a man in want. Strong is the beam that raised must be to give an entrance to all. Give it a ring, or grim will be the wish it would work on thee. I read thee, Lord Fafnir, and hear thou my rede. Profit thou hast, if thou hearest. Great thy gain, if thou learnest. When ale thou drinkest, seek might of earth, for earth cures drink, and fire cures ill. The oak cures tightness, the ear cures magic, rise cure rupture, the moon cures rage, grass cures the scab, and runes the sword cut. The field absorbs the flood. Now are whore's words spoken in the hall, kind for the kindred of men, cursed for the kindred of giants. Hail to the speaker and to him who learns. Profit be his and who has them. Hail to them who hearken. I ween that I hung on the windy tree, hung there for nights full nine. With the spear I was wounded, and offered I was to Odin, myself to myself, on the tree that none may ever know what root beneath it runs. None made me happy with loaf or horn, and there below I looked. I took up the runes, shrieking I took them, and forthwith back I fell. Nine mighty songs I got from the son of Boltorn, Besla's father, and a drink I got of the goodly mead poured out from Othrorir. Then began I to thrive, and wisdom to get, I grew, and well I was. Each word led me on to another word, each deed to another deed. Runes shalt thou find, and fateful signs, that the kings of singers coloured, and the mighty gods have made. Full strong the signs, full mighty the signs, that the ruler of gods doth wrote. Otin for the gods, Dane for the elves, and Dvalin for the dwarfs, Alsvith for giants, and all mankind, and some myself I wrote. Knowest how one shall write, knowest how one shall read, knowest how one shall tint, knowest how one makes trial, knowest how one shall ask, knowest how one shall offer, knowest how one shall send, knowest how one shall sacrifice. Better no prayer than too big an offering, by thy getting measure thy gift. Better is none than too big a sacrifice. So Thund of old wrote, ere man's race began, where he rose on high when home he came. The songs I know that kings' wives know not, nor men that are sons of men. The first is called help, and help it can bring thee in sorrow and pain and sickness. A second I know that men shall need, who leechcrafts long to use in sickness and pain and every sorrow. A third I know, if a great is my need, of fetters to hold my foe, blunt do I make mine enemy's blade, nor bites his sword or staff. A fourth I know, if a men shall fasten bonds on my bended legs, so great is the charm that forth I may go, the fetters spring from my feet, broken the bonds from my hands. A fifth I know, if I see from afar an arrow fly against folk, it flies not so swift that I stop it not, if ever my eyes behold it. A sixth I know, if harm one seeks, with a sapling's root to send me, the hero himself, who wreaks his hate, shall taste the ill ere I. A seventh I know, if I see in flames the hall o'er my comrades' heads, it burns not so wide that I will not quench it, I know that song to sing. An eighth I know, that is to all of greatest good to learn, when hatred grows among heroes' sons, I soon can set it right. A ninth I know, if need there comes to shelter my ship on the flood, the wind I calm upon the waves, and the sea I put to sleep. A tenth I know, what time I see house riders flying on high, so can I work that wildly they go, showing their true shapes hence to their own homes. An eleventh I know, if needs I must lead to the fight my long-loved friends, I sing in the shields, and in strength they go, whole to the field of fight, whole from the fields of fight, and whole they come hence home. A twelfth I know, if high on a tree I see a hangman swing, so do I write and colour the runes that forth he fares and to me talks. A thirteenth I know, if a thane full young with water I sprinkle well, he shall not fall though he fares mid the host, nor sink beneath the swords. A fourteenth I know, if fain I would name to men the mighty gods, all know I well of the gods and elves, few be the fools know this. A fifteenth I know, that before the doors of Delling sang Throthrodr the dwarf, might he sang for the gods, and glory for elves, and wisdom for Hrotatir wise. A sixteenth I know, if I seek delight to win from a maiden wise, the mind I turn of the white-armed maid, and thus change all her thoughts. A seventeenth I know, so that seldom shall go a maiden young from me, long these songs thou shalt, Lodvafnir, seek in vain to sing, yet good it were if thou mightest get them, well if thou wouldst them learn, help if thou hadst them. An eighteenth I know, that ne'er will I tell to maiden or wife of man, the best is what none but one's self doth know, so comes the end of the songs, say only to her in whose arms I lie, or who else my sister is.
So thank you for listening. It was a pleasure to record those last stanzas. I know it was quite long, but hopefully you enjoyed it. I do intend to continue to go through some of the poetic Eddas as well and read some more of these, as well as other poetry and stories. But please do let me know what you would like to hear in the comments. Like and subscribe, and I will see you soon. Waseth Kihala Giwa and Yola Blessings.